It's time for another StoryCorps segment, marking the 10th anniversary of Lexington's no-smoking ordinance, the first to be passed in any Kentucky city. Today, we hear from two men intimately involved with the process. In 2003, John Poundstone was wrapping up his tenure as Lexington Fayette County Health Commissioner, and Charlie Gorton was his Deputy Commissioner. The two of them got together recently to talk about the passage of the ordinance, which had to withstand a legal challenge in the Kentucky Supreme Court.
The main issue was the secondhand smoke and how dangerous was it. And I know firsthand from my daughter's experience that, you know, when she was exposed to it, it bothered her. Not real seriously, but I think there were people that did bother pretty seriously. But there was the restaurant owners and the people who were afraid it was going to be a business problem. And then there was the libertarian wing of the opposition that just saw it as being government meddling. But I think there was pretty good scientific data that showed that it was dangerous. And the opposition always said they were bogus studies, but I never saw any studies to that.
In fact, we did studies before and after, and there were fewer sick days in employees, fewer heart attacks afterwards, fewer admissions for asthma afterwards. So it, from that point of view, it worked. But the main people that opposed it, oddly enough, were the beer people. And I don't know whether the tobacco industry was supporting the beer lobby or what, but they're the ones that launched the lawsuit. And they created what they said was don't infringe on our liberties restaurant association. That's not what it was called, but that's sort of what they... And the state Supreme Court said if Lexington wants to do that, they can do that. There's nothing that prohibits that. It was a community conversation. Both the opponents as well the people that were for it. So I think that was a big part of why we were able to get it through and that it was widely discussed in the community.
And again, it was a health issue. It wasn't a freedom or an anti-tobacco or anti-tobacco industry stance. It was a public health stance.
Yeah, if you still wanted to smoke, you could do that. You just couldn't do it inside, that's all.
Well, I was an observer for a long time. Because I was a deputy commissioner for administration, so it was not directly in my job description to be worried about the smoking ban. But after you retired in, 2003, I was the acting commissioner of health for about 12 months until the new commissioner came on board. And when the lawsuit came out, I was actually named as the commissioner. And which was interesting. And then also my wife Linda Gorton was on the council at the time, and we were both named in the lawsuit.
Obviously a conspiracy.
Yes, a conspiracy.
Well, in sum, I think Lexington was really privileged to be in the forefront of this, and that we did it through fairly large community support. And the people that opposed it simply didn't have the logic and the necessary push to keep it from happening.
And there was considerable community support for it. Even after I retired in 2004, I was able to keep up with the community side of it because my wife Linda was still on the council and is still on the council. And, of course, from meetings and the people that she met and the feedback that she got, I was able to keep up a little bit. I think most people in the community who were against it have been pleasantly surprised that it's probably a good thing.
And it wasn't one person that did it. It was a group of 30, 40, 50 people that got behind this. So it was a broad support initiative.
John Poundstone and Charlie Gorton, former officials at the Fayette County Health Department, talking about their roles in Lexington's no-smoking ordinance. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp@uky.edu for sharing their StoryCorps audio with us. We'll take another visit into the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at the same time here on WUKY.